96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Yes, it is. It's the last Friday of the month, and that means it's a Free Your Mind Friday. Who or what grinds your gears, gets on your nerves, or just makes you want to scream? Not just in your family, but in the news this week. Well, it's time to get it off your chest right here. And joining me to help are comedians and writers Del Harrison and Jay Phillips. They're going to ease us into this weekend. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold Fisher, WHUR, or follow me on Twitter at HFisher, WHUR. Okay, Jay and Del, thank you both for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely my pleasure, sir.
Absolutely. Well, that's probably the only pleasure you're going to have, because we're going to be talking about things that have really ticked folks off this week. I mean, it would be amazing if you continue to smile through this show, because there are a lot of things that are bothering folks.
I came here kind of ticked off too, you know. So
what's wrong with you?
When I saw we was going to be discussing, you know, what we was going to be discussing, because I watched the debates this week. So
yeah,
you know, I've been walking around with a chip on my shoulder.
Mm-hmm. We're going to get to the debates in just a bit, but we're going to start off with something that's really kind of crazy going on in D.C. right now. It's really kind of funny. Rats.
Right.
Oh, in DuPont Circle.
Oh, God.
What is going on with the rats in DuPont Circle? All of a sudden, people are complaining. I haven't been to DuPont Circle in quite some time, but unless, of course, you just kind of drive through. But what's the deal with the rats?
I'm kind of in your boat. The last time that I stayed in D.C., I stayed at a hotel right around the corner from DuPont Circle. And I think, you know, I'm born and raised here. I don't think I've ever gotten out the car in DuPont Circle other than that time, the last time that I was here, for whatever reason that might be. But I have never been outside the house in at DuPont Circle. But there is a whole lot of stuff going on around there. Like a lot of new buildings, a lot of, you know, a lot of foliage. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's the type of things that, you know, rats like to hang out with. And
it's amazing to me, because I think I saw a picture in the paper of a rat sitting on the sidewalk smoking a cigarette and asking some guy for a dollar. I mean, that's how big they are now.
They're huge.
And I saw some rat with a bad hairdo just 2 days ago. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you better stop eating out of salon trash cans.
I didn't know rats really had hair.
They do. What?
But you know, DuPont Circle's been around forever, so I'm just wondering, why are the rats coming now? Is it the new restaurants? Is it gentrification? You know, are the people that are seeing them just more likely to complain, and that the rats have always been there, and maybe the rats are trying to claim their territory?
I think it's a combination of all three, you know, gentrification, people complaining. You know, I just read that that they want the coyotes to run free to take care of the rats. They want the coyotes to run free to take care of the rats.
Well, we're not having coyotes here in D.C.
Because coyotes attack humans, too. I say we about to start seeing white people with baby coyotes on the leash. You know what I'm saying? They about to remedy the problem. They sell.
Or maybe they can just get coyote first, because winter is coming.
Coyote first.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. It's a Free Your Mind Friday. It's a Free For All Friday. What's getting on your nerves? We want to talk about it. Let's go to Ray. Ray, calling from D.C. What's getting on your nerves this week, Ray?
How's all the guests?
What's going on?
Hey. What got on my nerves the most this week was Layla Ali. I love her, but today I'm not feeling her. Her father gave up all he had, almost lost his career, so she can be where she at. And her comment about Black Lives Matter was all lives matter, because she didn't want to offend nobody. But all lives ain't getting killed. I hate the fact that they get a little money now and they're so afraid to speak up and lose what they have. that your father still falling.
But wait, hold on for a minute, because I'm looking at this, and the Huffington Post is saying that Leila Ali is commending Colin Kaepernick, and she says he knows what he's talking about. She is supporting his decision to kneel during the national anthem football
game. Huh?
What was the comment? I didn't hear that.
That she said, yeah, but I don't want to offend nobody, but all lives matter. All lives, I'm getting killed.
I see. So there we go. It's the all lives matter thing. Well, Ray, you make an interesting point. Let's see what my panel here has to say. Thanks for calling.
Well, absolutely. First of all, I think when it pertains to the whole Black Lives Matter movement, I think that the people who have a problem with it are the people who are trying to nitpick and find something wrong with the positive situation. You can find something negative in any situation if you look hard enough. Now, it's just the wordage. It's just wording. That's all it is. It's Black Lives Matter. It doesn't exclude any other life. It doesn't say anything else. It's just bringing prominence to the people who are having the most problems right now.
But should she have said all lives matter or just stuck to the Black Lives Matter? Because a lot of people who say all lives matter want to be politically correct and not just stick to the Black Lives Matter. I always use this example. Just because you are, you know, an advocate for you know, breast cancer health doesn't mean that you're against lung cancer health.
Yes.
But do you have to say all health matters?
I think that what I would like to see with the Black Lives Matter movement in particular is for us to be having the same Black Lives Matter rallies going on when we have black males murdering black males. Mm-hmm. Because it seems like it's a big old, marches and all types of things when it's a white cop on a black unarmed male. And that is a, you know, my God, I hate that situation, but I really hate all black males getting killed. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I want us to rally all year long for, all of the black lives, not Black Lives Matter when it's a white cop killing. Black Lives Matter, you know, all the time.
Okay. Well, I commend anybody who stands up for anything.
Or kneels down.
Yeah.
As Colin Kaepernick has
absolutely
done, yeah.
I commend anybody who can do that, because he knew exactly what he was getting into when he started this, when he opened up this Pandora's box. He did exactly what he was trying to do. He started the conversation, and we're all talking about it, and the same thing that was happening with the Black Lives Matter. It was just a conversation starter so we can all talk about it. Once we talk about it, we can get to the bottom of it. But if we're not talking about it, we're not having a back and forth about it, and then it's going to be swept under the rug like it has been for the last two decades.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. It's a Free Your Mind Friday. What's grinding your gears? What's getting on your nerves this week? I want to talk about something that I find absolutely hilarious. And since we do have a lady at the table, we need her to take the lead on this. Okay, this came from MadameNoir.com. When is it appropriate to ask a woman if she is pregnant?
Ooh.
First of all, I get asked if I'm pregnant all the time because I got a big stomach. So
I don't see
guys,
a big stomach on
it's,
you.
Because you know what? Because I started buying better shirts. Because ladies, that's really the problem. If somebody is asking if you're pregnant, you have on the wrong shirt. There are so many shirts that you can camouflage. Fellas, it's never okay. But I just want y'all to know, too, is big stomachs are in. All my flat stomach friends is single, okay? All my big stomach friends got a man. We in.
Now,
we on it popping.
Okay, now wait a minute.
Wait a minute now. I digress. I'll say this, man. You got to be able to ask. Now, why can't you ask somebody something like that? There's nothing wrong with that.
On the train. I think you can ask on the train. You know, you want to give somebody a seat. Oh, ma'am, you know.
Since you're inspecting, have a seat.
You know, well, the thing is, you know, you can...
Whatever.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. Don't dance around it now. If you know your situation. Now, if somebody's offering you a seat and you know you're not pregnant, you just say no. Thank you.
No, you take it anyway.
No.
You be like, thanks so much, and then you rub your stomach.
Oh, please.
The whole ride.
And see, that's why it's okay for everybody to get asked that question. I don't care if you're a size 2. If I want to get on your nerves, I might just ask you if you're pregnant, because you might be.
Or even if you're a dude, you know, just
that's
say, hey,
right.
Sir, are you pregnant?
Right.
You've got that big belly, would you like to sit down?
That's right.
Or your attitude's a little wrong. If you're a man and your attitude's a little wrong, then I might ask you if you're pregnant, too.
Yeah, see, I would ask a lady that, but I would ask her from across the room so I don't get slapped.
Because you would get slapped.
Yeah, especially if she isn't. Yeah, I don't think there's ever a good time to ask that question. Yeah, let's just leave that one alone. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. What's getting on your nerves in the news this week? I want to hear from you. David calling from Bowie. What's on your mind, David?
How you doing, man?
I'm
you
doing
know,
just
I would
fine.
Like to comment. I wasn't commenting about Donald Trump, but when you start
you
talking about the Black Lives Matter movement, I changed. When it comes to the Black Lives Matter movement, I think what maybe Layla and Venus Williams is trying to put out there is that, you know, we have people that's killed in Southeast and Northeast and D.C. and all over Maryland every day, and there's never any protest. We have little kids being shot at and killed, and nobody's going out on the streets marching and protesting when these young kids are being killed. And I think that's what they're trying to say, that all lives matter. And that touches a nerve with me when we have young four-year-olds being killed and people not caring. No, well, you know, where's the protest then?
Yeah, well, I think here's the thing, though, David, and when it comes to this particular argument, you're right. And, you know, Dell, you know, she made the same comment, and she's right also. The problem when it comes to deadly police violence as it relates to black people, as we've seen in the Terrence Crutcher situation in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and all of these other situations, is that the police officers are agents of the state. Their
right.
Salaries are paid by our taxes. Their job is to protect and serve. They are sworn to protect and serve. They are not
You're
sworn.
Right.
You know, and this is not to say, and I've got to, you know, put in the disclaimer. Yeah. This is not about all police officers, but the situation has gotten severe enough, and the African-American community has decided to stand up now that we have police body cameras and we have smartphones. Right. You know, everybody's watching, and I think that, you know, that is the issue as well.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, it just baffles me that, you know, that we can't come together as a community, because you have those same white police officers, and I don't care what kind of laws you put in place or whatever, they're not going to change. They're going to be just the way they are, just like all these people are coming out the woodwork voting for Donald Trump because Donald Trump is racist. If they're racist, these people are not going to change. There's nothing that we can do.
Okay.
We can try to weed them out, but, you know, they're going to hide in the closet until something like this happens, and then, you know, then what?
Well, David, I got to run because I got to take a break soon. But we're going to talk about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. We're going to talk about the debate that happened earlier this week. We're also going to talk about some social issues. For example, when a guy is finally over a breakup, how do you really know? What are the signs that he is really over that breakup? 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. This is a Free Your Mind Friday. We're going to talk to Omar calling from Silver Spring. We're going to talk to Tori calling from Columbia. We're going to talk to Sherelle calling from Washington, D.C. Lines are still open. If you can't get through, please keep trying. I promise we will take your phone call as soon as it comes in. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Get it off your chest. Relax, relate, release, woo-sah. We're talking about it in just a few seconds. Stay with us.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU, and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.